You are back with The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. This is Catherine Cruz. A team from the Veterans Affairs arrives in Hawaii later this week to focus on the high death count at the Yukio Okutsu Veterans Home in Hilo. HBR's Ku'uwei Hiraishi joins us this morning with the latest. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. Yes, a glimmer of good news for those in Hilo. A federal Tiger team, so this sort of ad hoc group of consultants and professionals in logistics and in infectious diseases, will go to the Yukio Okutsu State Veterans Home and work with staff for up to 2 weeks at this point, for a minimum of 2 weeks, but up to 6 weeks. I should get that right. And so this Tiger team was made, or the recommendation to deploy this team was made after the VA's assessment last week. On Friday, a team had gone in to check on the facility to see what needed to be done. I know PPE, some protective gear, was taken as well to help stock up there. But the coronavirus outbreak at that facility has already infected close to 100 people. We've got 30 staff who have contracted the virus and 68 residents. Three veterans are in the hospital, but 14, as we know, have passed away.
Do we know how that virus got into the facility in the first place?
According to Avalon Health Systems, a Utah-based company that runs the facility, their contact tracing has led to two sources of that infection. One was an asymptomatic staffer who brought it into the facility unknowingly and was caught or was tested positive through this sort of routine random testing that they already had in place. So I know Dan Brinkman over at the Hilo Medical Center had said, thank goodness, because this outbreak could have been worse if they hadn't caught that earlier. Another source was a resident who had gone to a dialysis appointment outside of the home, and the dialysis center was a source of another cluster there in Hilo. But at this point, they're looking at both of those sources and trying to figure out how it got through the facility so quickly and what can be done to mitigate that going forward. So there are three separate reports coming out, or three separate investigations. One is being done by this, has been done by this VA team. And in speaking to Doreen Summers, she's the infectious disease nurse specialist. She's been doing a lot of this work across the country since the pandemic has started, going into VA homes, state homes, and figuring out how they can support their veterans there. And so she did the inspection last Friday, and she gives us an idea of what she saw.
So there was a team of four of us that went over last week to the Hilo Veterans Home, and we worked side by side with the leadership there on the ground and took a tour of the facility, and we saw the staff very, very dedicated to their jobs here and wanting to take care of the veterans. We observed, we took time to provide education as we went along. We provided them with some best practices and lessons learned. There's certainly a lot of lessons learned when it comes to COVID-19 and the pandemic. We're learning every day, so we were able to share some of those lessons learned with them and then provide them some recommendations as well.
So Summers couldn't elaborate on any of those recommendations. She had submitted her team's report to the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency, and that is under review by Incident Commander Kenneth Hara. A spokeswoman for HAIMA had said that she could not say whether that report would be made available. So we might not get a glimpse of what went on.
And this was the team that Mayor Harry Kim, I think, had talked to us about, and that he was expecting that report, I think, Monday.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was shared with him.
Yes. So Mayor Kim, we did talk to him on Monday, and he did receive a letter Sunday, so pretty much immediately listing recommendations, including this Tiger team deployment. But he was sort of, he's been frustrated. He expressed frustration with the state's sort of slow movement in this process. So he says he had made a request to the state for assistance in this particular outbreak 2 or 3 weeks ago. And it was only last week that HAIMA did send their doctor, long-term care specialist Colonel Albert Yozawa, to Hilo to check things out. He's also compiling his own report of the incident. But Mayor Kim over the weekend had held that press conference on Saturday to really air those frustrations over teams coming in and then leaving without having those recommendations or implementing any of those recommendations. Here's Kim.
Almost disgusted. Not almost, I was disgusted because at the end, at the veterans' home, he said they were finished. They were going to go. He was going to go back to Honolulu and summarize the report and send it to the veterans' home with instructions that these are the things that he feels that needs to be done to make things better. And quote, "I will be back in a few days to see that there's compliance." And that's when I said, if I was in command, none of you would even leave this place. And I would care less if you don't get any sleep. You're going to stay and get this done.
I think that echoes a lot of the sentiments of the local veterans community as well there on the Big Island. In Hilo, we were able to talk to a Hilo resident and retired Army Colonel Deb Lewis about what's being done by the community to rally, really, a support for residents, family of residents at this home, and also, she says, especially staff. So Lewis organized hot meals for some of these overworked staff members, and she also got a shipment of Bluetooth speakers for the residents at the home to be able to FaceTime and digitally connect, virtually connect with their loved ones at this time. So here's Army Colonel Deb Lewis talking about her feelings.
These people are good people. All of them, the residents, the people who are trying to support them, I see them as doing the best they can. But this is a systemic issue. And oftentimes in a crisis, the easy way is to come in and say, okay, you had these deaths, these problems, this thing. You know, instead of saying, in hindsight, as you're looking back, let's go back to the beginning. What's knowing what you know now, what do you wish you had? What would have made this better? Because who better to provide these observations than the ones who just lived through it and now are living with the consequences of knowing they may have contributed to these deaths? None of these people want that. None of these people went into work at that home with an idea that they were going to put these residents at risk.
Clearly having an impact on the local veterans community there in Hilo. I know some of the employees at the nursing home have, you know, been working tirelessly, not getting much sleep, and also just inundated with, I think, criticism from outside of their work. So they're trying to stay focused, and I think a lot of what Lewis expressed is what is being felt there in the community.
Yeah, I mean, it's terrible. Everybody feels badly about what's happened. You know, you don't want to, you know, really play the blame game. It's very stressful for the staff that's there. I mean, understandably. But, you know, we have so many deaths, and so it's just moved so quickly through that facility. And I don't know if you know, what's being done for some of the other residents. Do you move the ones that are healthy and not exposed somewhere else? Or, I mean, I just don't know.
Right. There are residents who have been moved and been hospitalized because they require sort of excess care. But there are, for those that are cared for in the veterans home, they have been moved or quarantined to one end of that or away from those that have recovered. So there are residents who have recovered and staff as well. But still another 34 residents still with COVID and awaiting sort of answers on what to do next.
Oh gosh, yeah, and I don't know how many of those are in the hospital now, right?
Yeah, well, there are three from this Hilo Veterans Home that are hospitalized, hoping that that stays that way and or they recover. But these inspection reports that are due out, especially from the Department of Health later this week, might give us a glimpse into what went wrong, but also what we can do to make sure more don't die.
Right. And I know there's a lot of talk about rapid response teams. And I think the concern, too, because I think a couple of the Avalon facilities here on Oahu, I think they've got some clusters. So obviously, what are the best practices? What can everybody do? Thank you so much.
Thanks.
We have been talking to HVR's Ku'uwe Hiraishi with a snapshot of the multiple reviews on a Hilo veterans home hit hard by COVID. Head to HawaiiPublicRadio.org for coverage on this issue.